We're joined now by a young lady that you'd know and love very much.
No, well, we don't have Romney Budge by Charles Dickens for 2 days, the well-known Dutch author, and perhaps to save time, I should add that we don't have Carnaby Fudge by Dahl's Chickens.
Monica Dullard, she's funny. She's also a librarian. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jacinta.
You wake up this morning and you look back over the last couple of weeks and you say, I've finished my Melbourne International Comedy Festival show.
Finished it last night at the Clyde Hotel. Just managed in time with a voice. And look, there were so many ABC listeners that came along. So thank you to those people that were there. It was fantastic to see them. They go, yeah, I'm from the ABC. I love Jacinta and Sammy. And it was great. No, but it was really good. Had a big chat with all of them because, you know, like to chat to strangers.
Are you a stranger chatter?
I am. And in the library, I'm the unofficial concierge. I just say hello to everyone who comes in the door and make sure they feel welcomed in the space. I think it's really important.
Well, as we heard before, you know, it's the secret to long life and happiness is talking to strangers. We've been talking about that this morning. Are you a stranger talker? Because as I am aging, I just can't stop myself. Yes. It's almost a thing.
I've had it for a while.
Yeah, have you? Yes. It's slightly concerning, but as long as people talk back, I think it's okay. We've also been talking this morning, as you heard, and I'm feeling in my stomach, a new flavour of chips. Put your hand in the packet, young lady, and give it a go and tell me what you think.
Well, just the other thing is look at the packet it's on.
It looks like it's on a gingham tablecloth, the spag bowl.
Yeah, I know. I love spag and bowl, but chips, wow. All right, I'll go. No, I can't eat it now. But
no, you do. That's what we. You've got to eat on air.
Oh, on air, okay.
Yeah, she's getting it out of the packet. She's chewing it. You can hear her chewing.
Oh, my God. Enough MSG there to kill me.
Does it taste like spaghetti bolognese to you?
It actually does.
Annie, please.
And pasta, all in one.
All in one go.
Yes.
Pleased about it?
Not really, no.
No. It's not a good time, is it? Mm. Someone's texted through saying sea urchin-flavoured chips from Japan.
Oh, gosh.
How would they taste?
I don't know.
20 minutes to 7 o'clock, you bring in for us hot books. We got a text last week from someone who said that his wife is so glued to the radio at this point that no one's allowed to breathe because books are very important and you give us a really good insight into what's hot in the literature world.
Fantastic.
Well, where are we going to kick off?
Well, I think we'll kick off with the Top of the Pops. Just to reinforce, The Lost Man by Jane Harper has pushed back up the charts again this week with 76 reserves. So it's the third book of this award-winning author. This novel is set in remote Australia on a cattle station centred around three brothers. And like the two previous novels, The Lost Man really resonates with library borrowers. They're already asking me, will there be a fourth book soon? So it's going, it's a beautiful book. And she just pumped out the three pretty quickly, so people are hoping for a fourth.
Excellent. 76 people are really hoping that they get the third.
Yeah, and there's plenty of copies, so put your name down. Becoming Michelle Obama's Top of the Pops in nonfiction, but it's actually dropped to 202 reserves from 380 in just a week across Libraryland. Well, I think people really got into it. They just put the burners on and just powered through.
It's a power-through book.
It is. Yeah, you can read it quickly Sorry.
Can you remind me again, Monica, with a book like this, Becoming by Michelle Obama, there's an audiobook version of that. I can rent that, what's it called, borrow that from the library?
Yes. So you can borrow it and not even go into a library. You can borrow it online.
This is my scene. Yes. And I don't even have to return it, do I?
You don't have to return it. It returns itself magically. Mm.
This is my type of thing because the physical capacity for me to do these things in the library has failed me over these years.
Yeah, so e-audio and e-books, like reading it or listening to it.
You've got all the new ones that are coming out. Yep. Oh, gosh. Yep. That's a real tip.
Yep, and some libraries have different collection than others, but they're both, all got it. It's great.
Oh, that is fantastic. There's some new stuff that's made its way into the library.
So the new one this week is Spring by Ellie Smith, 19 reserves so far, but that's going to go whoosh, just published in 28 March from UK. So she is a UK writer, Ellie Smith, who was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize for her two previous books, Autumn and Winter, and has now published her new seasonal book, Spring. And some of the reviewers are saying this is her best book yet in this seasonal quartet series. It is an audiobook as well, so you can get it there. And non-fiction, new fiction is 100 days to have a younger brain, ooh, maximize your memory, boost your brain health, and defy dementia by Sabina Brennan. It's look, 8 reserved so far, but the blurb says that if you invest in your brain health, it will cost you nothing but time and effort. Ah.
Sounds a bit hard, really, doesn't it?
Sounds too hard.
Sounds a bit hard.
But it will reduce dementia and improve your life, and it's 100 days, and she gives you all sorts of tips to do it.
Tell me some of them. Let's just do them now.
Oh, that's just, you know, I don't know.
You haven't actually even read it, have you?
I have not read it,
You
no.
looked at it and you went, oh, that's a bit of time, isn't it?
8 reserves. Can't get my hands on it yet, but, you know. But she takes it. It is a step-by-step process of over 100 days by the end of it.
I don't even believe you. I do not believe you. You haven't opened the book. You don't know what you're talking about.
It's possibly true in this case. I have not opened the book.
By next week, I want you to have opened that book, and right. I want you to have done at least 2 to 3 of okay. the training exercises.
I'll have to peek, because they're on the resi shelf, so I can peek on the resi shelf and have it read a few chapters.
Guess what?
In my lunch hour.
Take some photos.
Yes, take some photos. Yes, I'll do that.
Okay. And obviously, school time, you've been doing a comedy show and you've had, you do your basically a show every day for yes. kids, don't you?
Story time at the library.
Story time.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd do a snapshot of libraries, you know, library land, what things that are happening. And within libraries, there's 15,000 children and their families coming to story time every week across Victorian libraries, from 0 babies to 6-year-olds. And, you know, they just line up the prams everywhere, you know, in the non-fiction and the large print and old ladies tripping over to get to their Nora Roberts prams, 4-wheel drive prams, big wheels coming.
They're
in,
big, aren't
in,
they?
They come in, they're,
lots of kids
like
in them.
Like Audis in the library.
Yeah.
And like kids, you know, say to each, like the age is no discrimination in the library. You get a kid saying, I'm 3. And another one will say, I'm 4. And then someone says, I'm 3 too. No, you're not. You're 2.
it's all great. It's all hubbub. Happening.
Yeah. And you can wear your PJs and bring your teddy to a bedtime story time. They cater for all ages of story times, and it's a great way to have a love of reading, and you meet families that you're friends for life. It's brilliant.
Dullard, what's your favourite book that you do?
A Shark in a Park. Everyone has to yell out, there's a shark in the park by Nick Sharratt.
Do never let Sammy Shah go to that because he will have a meltdown because his fear of sharks is such.
Oh, right. Oh, he should come along. He'll just
maybe it could be therapy.
It would be. It
we
would
should
be.
Come to one of yours one day, actually.
Pop in.
What time?
10 and 11 at Albert Park on a Monday.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so that you could zip around the corner.
Easy.
Yes.
Not
done.
Even a big deal. Monica Dullard, I love you.
You too. Ditto.
Have a great time in the library. Good to see you, and we'll see you next week. Enjoy your week.
Thank you.